Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Murder in the morning from the Hidden Killers podcast.
There's different times in the year where violent crimes go up, and there's times where they go down. Some can be predicted, like, for example, if you're in the state of Wisconsin and the Green Bay Packers lose, violent crime goes up. But I wish I was making that up, but I'm not.
You're not. It's a true fact.
But did you know this? Crime spikes when daylight saving times ends as well, which I'm not all that surprised by either, because it's darker. It's more depressing. It's a place in the year where, yeah, I mean, there seasonal depression kicks in for a lot of people. So I'm not super surprised, but let's learn about this. It was a study that was done by Vivint, the smart home company. They shed light on a concerning trend in the U.S., the surge in various types of crimes following the end of daylight savings times. It's based on FBI data recorded between 2017 and 2021. The study reveals alarming statistics that suggest potential solutions to address the issue. How about this? We get rid of daylight savings time. I think that might be the actual solution.
But we tried, and it just got stalled, and we'll touch on that in a little bit here. It got freaking stalled. We decided we were going to get rid of it.
Some states already have. The study's findings indicate a consistent increase in both the percentage and total number of crimes committed in the weeks following the transition from daylight savings time. Notably, robberies saw a staggering 64.4 spike in likelihood, while vehicle thefts followed closely with 61%. The raw rise in robberies amounted to a startling 81%. Break-ins also witnessed a 16% surge during this period. However, homes equipped with security systems experienced significantly fewer burglaries compared to unprotected residences. The findings align with previous research that suggests maintaining daylight savings times throughout the year could reduce specific crimes, especially robberies, by extending evening daylight hours. A 2015 study by the Brookings Institution revealed that eliminating the practice of falling back could potentially reduce robberies by 27%, as criminals are less likely to strike a well-lit environment. Mm-hmm. I'd also be curious to see how suicide rates are affected by that. I think you'd see a significant drop as well. Furthermore, a 2012 study by Jennifer Dolek and Nicholas Sanders found that robberies, murders, and rapes all decreased following the spring forward transition, emphasizing the importance of adequate daylight in crime deterrence. Joseph Gaislione, a retired NYPD sergeant and professor at John Jay College of Criminal Justice, commented on the study's implications, saying, "Most crimes happen under the cover of darkness. That's why things like broad daylight shootings are so shocking to the public." He also noted that many burglaries occur when people leave their homes for work or school, often in the morning when it's still dark after turning their clocks back. To address the increased crime risk after daylight savings time ends, the Vivint team recommends, taking proactive security measures, including installing exterior lighting, ensuring windows and doors are locked, and closing curtains and blinds at night, and hiring them for your security needs.
Right, of course.
I fucking hate Vivint, by the way. The issue.
I'm not familiar with them. I had never heard of them until this story.
Good luck ever getting out of that contract.
Oh.
I'll tell you that much. We are basically forced to have it right now. I have another system that is more active than that one, but it was when we moved our homes together, me and my fiance, she had it, and they would not let her out of the contract, and it actually cost less just to keep the system than get rid of the system. So
wow.
I would never fucking recommend them, ever. This issue of biannual clock changes has also gained attention in the U.S. Senate, where the Sunshine Protection Act was introduced last year. The proposed legislation aims to eliminate the need to fall back every November and make daylight savings times permanent. Senator Marco Rubio, who introduced the bill, described the practice of changing clocks as obsolete, confusing, and unhealthy.
He's not wrong.
Rubio cited the Brookings Institution's research on robberies and argued that year-round daylight savings time would not only reduce crime, but also lower car accidents, boost the economy, mitigate seasonal depression and other illnesses. We feel safer when we're walking in the daylight. It's easy to imagine why light might have a deterrent effect on crime. Offenders know they're more likely to be recognized and get caught if they're fully visible. Despite the potential benefits, the House of Representatives has yet to pass the Sunshine Protection Act. Senator Mark Rubio remains optimistic, saying the Congress, I hope that we can finally get this done. They probably never will because they don't get anything done. There you go. I completely agree with all that. I mean, it's one thing to be afraid of the boogeyman, where, I mean, obviously these crimes and things do increase, but I think we do far more damage to ourselves in daylight savings time than we are likely to be the victim of a crime. I think, like I said, suicide rates, all of that, the amount of lives that you would actually save by doing this is probably astronomical and not even really considered.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's, you know, the other thing I'd like to kind of know is how are people dealing? Let's just say you don't have depression. Are people becoming depressed as we do this?
Yes. Yes. You don't have to have like clinical depression. I mean, that's where you have like the seasonal depression type thing that comes in. I mean, those who suffer with it already, it just exacerbates the problem even more. But even if you don't, I mean, it's a downer. It's not a positive thing. Light is healing. Sunshine is healing. Sunshine is good. It is asinine that we still do this. But for whatever dumbass reason, we can never really look at our past and go, maybe that was a bad idea. Or maybe there was a purpose in the past, but not so much anymore. Maybe we should change this.
Yeah, I was reading on Reddit. I belong to a Minnesota group on there, even though I don't live in Minnesota. That's kind of my home state.
Do they type with accents?
I have to fight that Minnesota accent at times because it comes flying out of my mouth and I'm like, God damn it. There it is. Get in the car. But anyway, they were talking about somebody had just moved to Minnesota and they said, what do I need to do to stay healthy living here? Because it's dark during this time. And everybody was just shooting out, you need to get on some vitamin D because we don't see the sun in the Midwest during the winter. It's very rare.
Yeah, it's horrible.
And when you take away our hours of sunlight, it gets even worse.
I find some of the most depressing times that I've had were when I visited in winter in up there because I forgot how dark it gets, early it gets dark. I'm in Arkansas, so I'm kind of in the middle of the country. And, you know, we just did daylight savings, so now it's getting dark about 5:30-ish. But I know up there, I remember coming home from school by like 4:30, it's dark.
Yeah.
And you get up in the morning and it's dark. It's horrible. It is so horrible to deal with that. I mean, what do you do to survive up there? I think the answer most of the time is move.
I was going to say drink. Yeah. There's a lot of drinking that goes on here to kill the pain.
And that's not exactly the healthiest option, but that's what is done traditionally to deal with all of that. I mean, it's something that leads to destructive behavior. And it just doesn't, you know, it seems like an easy one we could fix. Who's really going to complain? Who has the issue? I've never heard a good argument for keeping it. All I've heard is arguments for getting rid of it. What is an argument for keeping it?
Maybe software wouldn't know what to do with it because we've programmed it to do this every time this time comes around.
I don't imagine that could be fixed. I would think the benefits would far outweigh the, update that we have to get. Fuck, our computers update themselves all the time anyhow. When we don't in the worst possible time. It's like, I need this right. Oh, sorry. We're going to do a 300 gigabyte update right now. And it's just to fix daylight savings time. I don't know.
I'd be game for that.
I would do it. I would sit there and I would definitely download that. But there you go. Yeah, I kind of forgot that it was daylight savings time until we started doing the story. The clocks all automatically move, so you don't have that whole, oh, I'm going to take the hour right now thing, which I used to do. But yeah, here we are in the darkness season.
Welcome to it.
Take a lot of vitamin D.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.